I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. State Senator David Schaefer, a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, is facing sexual harassment accusations from a veteran statehouse lobbyist. The lobbyist says Schaefer demanded sexual favors after helping her get a bill passed in 2011. The accusations were filed with the Senate clerk's office and obtained by the AJC. Schaefer says the accusations are untrue and committed to cooperate fully with the investigations. Well, another construction milestone at Plant Vogtle over the weekend. During a 13-hour continuous concrete placement procedure, a turbine tabletop for one of the new reactors was poured. The 10-foot-thick slab took approximately 2,400 cubic yards of self-consolidating concrete. That equates to 250 individual concrete trucks. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the tabletop is a pedestal for the Unit 4 generator and turbines. Georgia Power said in a news release that the beleaguered construction project, which is years behind schedule and billions over budget, is now tracking to have the two new reactors in service by November 2021 and November 2022. Georgia lawmakers are preparing to replace the state's 27,000 old electronic voting machines in time for the 2020 presidential election. A bill mandating the change cleared the state Senate and is pending in the House. Sarah Henderson, executive director of Common Cause Georgia, says her group has been trying to get changes into the bill that would make paper the official ballot of record. The AJC reports that lawmakers haven't fully committed to paper ballots. And a bill pending in the state Senate would help victims of domestic violence escape from abusive homes. HB 834 would allow people affected by family violence to break their leases without an early termination penalty if a judge issues a protective order. Representative Scott Holcomb says the bill would address a major problem.
All too often, victims of domestic violence are asked, "Why didn't you leave?" And often it is because they cannot afford to. So this bill makes it possible for them to leave.
HB 834 passed the House unanimously on February 28th. And some good news in Gwinnett County. A teenager who was reported missing last Friday has been found safe. Police say 13-year-old Simone Gonzalez attended her classes at Moore Middle School on Friday but didn't return home. According to CBS 46, police found her at a restaurant on Lawrenceville-Sewanee Road after receiving a tip. Gwinnett County investigators say they do not believe that her disappearance was against her will. And a fire at an extended stay motel in Kennesaw over the weekend left more than 100 people looking for a new place to live. The fire destroyed the Budgetel Extended Stay Hotel on Cobb Parkway. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the blaze remains unknown. According to CBS 46, the Red Cross is helping the displaced families. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.